So if you have somebody around you working for you and they carry this kind of blessing, don't look down upon that boy, that girl who may have nothing, but taking care of your children. And because they're taking care of your children are getting all A's. Huh? There are some maid servants. Huh? You are busy working, making money. That maid servant who only have a high school diploma is the one teaching your children, is the one coaching your children. And because of how they are taking care of your children so well, and the mind of your children are in peace, your children are scoring A's, 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 A's. And then you think, it is my gene. My children are just, you know, it's my gene. They take after us, you know. No. It is the blessing that maid servant is carrying. Oh, that's why if you mistreat that person, you will send away a big blessing out of your life. Your wife may be the one that carried the blessing. Maybe when they come upon your life, things will happen in your life that you couldn't do before with your own strength. When you look down upon the vessel that carried the blessing, you will dry everything out of your life. There are people that have sent their spouse away. They enter into adultery. Praise the Lord. They kicked their legal wedded wife, not knowing the reason why they were prosperous was because of the wife. The reason why they were where they were, it was because of the wife. And then their life began to scramble. Their ministry began to scramble because they don't know there was a carrier of Ichabod. There was a carrier of the ark of God. There was a carrier of the glory of God that came upon their household. And because that carrier was within their household, everything within that house was blessed. Their business was blessed. Their career was blessed. Their children was blessed. Everything began to do well because somebody has entered their home, your home. They don't look like they carry something. They don't have anything to show for themselves. You know, Joseph was sold. The Bible says even his garment was torn. So probably the things that Joseph was wearing when he entered into the house of Potiphar, praise the Lord, was probably torn clothes. Maybe he was only wearing an underwear when he reached there, praise the Lord Almighty, because his garment was torn. But the Bible says it became a reason why somebody was blessed. Hallelujah, glory be to God, hallelujah. Don't look down upon what you carry. In the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah, because there are people that will be blessed because you are there. There are things that will happen because you are there. That ministry will grow because you are there. That family will be blessed because you are there. Things will change because you are there. In the physical, it may look like you have nothing, but spiritually, you are a blessing. You are a blessing to your family. You are a blessing to nation. You are a blessing to the members of the company. You are a blessing to the place where you are hired. Things will work out because you are a seed of Abraham. That company cannot fail. That business cannot fail. That ministry cannot fail. God is sending you there to make things work out because you carry a certain grace that will deliver. You carry a certain grace that will bring people to church. You carry a certain grace that will set the man and the captives free. You carry a certain grace to make it happen. Whether the devil like it or not, there is a weight upon your life. There is a fatherhood blessing speaking for you. There is a patriotic blessing that is speaking for you. So God had no business with the Potiphar. But the Bible says that the Lord blessed the house of the Egyptian for Joseph's sake. The blessing of the Lord was on all that he had in house and in the field. In the house and in the field. Oh, this blessing is extensive. Hallelujah. It is extensive. It goes to the marketplace. Glory be to God. It goes to the marketplace. Glory. It goes beyond the church. It goes to the marketplace. It goes beyond your house. It goes to the marketplace. It goes to your farm. It goes to your business. In the mighty name of Jesus. So he left all that he had in Joseph's charge. And because of him, he had no concern about anything but the food he ate. Can you imagine this level of faithfulness of Joseph? That even the leader of the house has no concern. He thought he just picked a slave. But when the slave entered the house, everything came into order. That's why don't look down upon people, because you don't know what they carry. You don't know what they carry. You don't know what they carry. They may look like they carry nothing, but they carry wealth of nations. They may look like they carry nothing, but they carry favor. They may look like they carry nothing, but they are the reason you will prosper. They are the reason your ministry will grow. They are the reason why you will be blessed. They are the reason why you will go to your next level, because somebody who looked like a slave had entered your ministry. Somebody who look like a slave has entered your house. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You have to be careful how you treat others, because you don't know what they carry. You don't know that brother what they carry. You don't know what that sister that God has sent on your way. You don't know what they carry. Sometimes somebody have not just seen what they have. And when Potiphar saw what Joseph had in his life, he put him in charge of everything, and he just relaxed. He said, "Oh boy, just you know, I will only worry of the food I'm going to eat. You are good at this thing. Hallelujah. Have you reached to the place where your boss will not worry that things will go wrong because you are in charge? Your pastor will not worry that things will go wrong because you are in charge. Glory be to God of heaven and the earth. Hallelujah. Your manager will not worry because you are in charge. Hallelujah. Your supervisor will not worry because you are in charge. Glory be to God, because when you are in charge, things are happening. When you are in charge, more money are coming to the company. When you are in charge, hallelujah, glory, 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 glory to Jesus. Glory, glory to the living God. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to the Son of the Living God. Hallelujah. I want us to go now to the New Testament to read something in the New Testament. We have shared a lot on the Old Testament. To read something on Colossians chapter 1. Colossians chapter 1 verse 18. Glory be to God. Oh, let us just begin reading from verse 15. Colossians chapter 1 verse 15. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation, for by him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, the visible and the invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. All things were created through him and for him, and he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything he might be preeminent. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of his cross. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. There's a reason why I'm reading this scripture. That Jesus became the firstborn from the dead. Glory be to God. He became the firstborn. and you will know that the patriotic blessing move to the firstborn. Hallelujah. That's why Jesus is the seed of Abraham. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And sometimes this kind of blessing I'm talking about, you don't need to be biologically firstborn. You might be the last in your family and carry it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You might be a middle member in your family like Joseph and carried it. Hallelujah. So we see that Abraham, it started with Abraham, it moved to Isaac. From Isaac, it moved to Jacob, who became Israel. Hallelujah. Then from Israel, it moved to Joseph. From Joseph, it moved to Ephraim and Manasseh. Hallelujah. You know, it shocked me more when Jacob passed the patriotic blessing to Ephraim and Manasseh. Yet they were older people. Hallelujah. They were older generation that never took it. Hallelujah. So you might be the one that God want to set apart. Hallelujah. That's the reason why you came to know Jesus. Hallelujah. You may be wondering why your brothers don't know God. You may be wondering why you among your family members, you are the one who have come to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You may be wondering why the call of God is upon your life, because God wants to raise you as a priest. God wants to raise you as a firstborn. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because sometimes even the people who are number one may miss it. The people who have gone ahead may miss it. The people, the elders in the family, the sisters, the aunties, the uncles, may miss it because they may not understand the patterns of God. But you who have humbled yourself before God and you have said, God, use me. You who is the Jabez that is born in pain, hallelujah, you can choose to call upon the God of Israel and say, Lord, that you may bless me, that you may expand my territory, that you may bless me indeed. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You might be the one that will cry out and say, Father, I want to be a change maker. I want to bring transformation in my family. I want to be the one that will end the misery. I want to be the one that will break the yoke of poverty in this family, the yoke of limitation in this family, the yoke of premature death in this family. I want to be the one that will bring light. I want to be the one that will carry the vision. I want to be the one that will be a prophet unto the nation, unto my family, unto my children, in the mighty name of Jesus, to lead them to the ways of God, to anchor them in the holy teachings of God, and their life and their destiny will not be wasted, in the mighty name of Jesus. Because I am living for God, my children will live for God. My children will not be wasted, in the name of Jesus. My generation will not be wasted. My family members will not be wasted, in the mighty name of Jesus. So Jesus was made to be the firstborn, that through him everything may hold. Even your scattered life can come together. Hallelujah. The things that the enemy has scattered, your peace that the enemy has scattered, your health that the enemy has scattered, the Lord can bring it together. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Because there is a firstborn, that everything that was made through him. Even you are made through him. You exist because of him. Hallelujah. You breathe because of him. You live because of him. And Jesus became the blesser. That the scripture says that the blood of Jesus speaketh good thing. Even his blood, the blood of the Lamb, is still speaking good things in our life, in our family, in our home. So the Lord made him to be the firstborn among the dead. to carry something that generation never had before, that the heart has never witnessed. I don't know if you want to believe me with the word of God, but it's something that you carry. God wants you to be a firstborn of something. God wants you to be a firstborn of something, to bring something new to that family, to bring something new to that village, to bring something new in the church of God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. To rise up. Hallelujah. That through your life, nations will be blessed. Through your life, kings will be blessed. Through your life, presidents will be blessed. Through your life, generations will be blessed. Many people will look unto God because of what you carry. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I want you to rise up on your feet and begin to cry out to God that, Father, make me to be a firstborn in my house, in my family, in my nation. I want to be a carrier of patriotic blessing. I want to be a carrier. I want to be a blesser, that wherever I go, I will carry your blessing. Wherever I touch, it shall prosper in the mighty name of Jesus, because I am united. Hallelujah. David, Rekabayante Zepeteria, Repete Seperina, Oparata Sepeterebosha, Eparande Zepetekeri Baba Baba, Opara. Pray that the Lord will drop this blessing upon your life. It may look like you have nothing. It may look like you are a slave like Joseph, but it's the reason why many shall be blessed. It's the reason why the barren womb shall bear children. It's the reason why the sick shall be healed. It's the reason why the blind shall see again. Your family will grow from level to level in the mighty name of Jesus, because there is something that you have encountered. You have encountered light from above. You have met with Jehovah Sabaoth. You have met with Jehovah Roy. You have met with the King of Glory, because God wants you to be a patriarch. God wants you to be an apostle to your family, an apostle to your nation, an apostle. God wants you to be a visionary leader in the mighty name of Jesus. Receive the blessing that will break every boundary, every limitation in the mighty name of Jesus. The nations will know you carry something. The people you interact with will know we are here because you brought something new to this company. You brought something new to this church. Receive the blessing that heart reaches and has no sorrow. Receive the blessing of favor, the blessing of the morning dew. Yete barante zepatoro bozanta, leke toto parata sikatoro robozanta. Receive the blessing that will remove you from the dust to sit with the princes of his people. Oh yeah, 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 yeah. Receive the blessing that will take you out of shame. Receive the blessing that even in famine you will sow and reap a hundredfold, because there is something that you carry. You will prosper. You will become richer and very richer. Rate barato la 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 ya. Upaya dua dada pandi etolo baya tash. Leke donata setadia. Eparadi etoso fataya. Iparado sala kito koto galadia. Eteze betele katora batala kito. Eke tege 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 tege. Break every limitations that man has put for you. In the name of Jesus, you will be a firstborn among many. You will be a firstborn in your industry. You will be a firstborn in your career. You will be a firstborn. You will introduce something new in innovation, something new in business world. You will open a business that no one has ever thought to open. You will invent something that no one had ever invented. In the name of Jesus.
Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, because you carry a peculiar blessing. Wherever you enter, things will change. The earth will be blessed because of you. Nations will be blessed because of you. Companies will be blessed because of you. Children will be blessed because of what you carry.
Oh, baba, 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 setere, baba, 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 setere, baba, 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 setere, baba, 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 baba.
Whisper words in your heart to Jesus. Whisper words in your heart to Jesus. That Father, make me be a blessing. Make me be a blessing, irrespective of my tough background like Jabez. Make me be a blessing that nations will remember me. Make me be a blessing. Make me be a blessing. There are people that streets will be called by your name. Cities will emerge with your name. Hagadiga. Books will be written with your name. Songs will come out with your name. Businesses will come out with your name. Foundations will come out with your name.
Shall rise, kings shall come out of thy bosom. Osie de maradia to seleka to zabadia to sotaria teke to sadimo ito zabane to sikatakadea rege de manato satelege. I activate the seed of Abraham to rise. I activate kings to rise out of you. I activate successful men and women to rise out of you. I activate prophetic leaders to rise. I activate apostles to arise. I activate prophets to arise. I activate priests to their families to arise. Priests to nations. Pastors to nations. Let this blessing come and overtake you. Let this blessing come and overtake you. Let it overtake you. Let it overtake you. Let it overtake you. Yeah, 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 yeah. You will overtake your generation for the glory of God. You will overtake your generation.
Shorten your time. What took others 20 years to achieve will take even 5 years to achieve, because there's something that is superordinary that God is resting upon you. There is something that will open favor for men. Receive that blessing that will set you apart in the mighty name of Jesus. That you'll become a patriarch to your family. You'll become a patriarch in the church. You'll become a patriarch to the nation, to the leaders of nations. Presidents will come to seek for counsel because you are a patriarch in the spirit. You are a patriarch in the spirit. May the Lord raise many in our midst. Hallelujah. I don't know if you believe with me in the word of God. I want you to connect. Father, make me be a patriarch.
make me be a patriarch to my family. Make me be a patriarch. Make me to be a patriarch. Make me to be a carrier of God's blessing, that nations will come to know you through me. Kings will come to know you through me. Prime ministers will come to know you through me. Governors of states will come to know you through me. Mayors will come to know you through me. Senators will come to know you through me. Leaders of nations will come to know you through me.
Every time you see the seed of Abraham, you see them encountering kings, because kingly anointing was at work in that family. Kingly anointing, hallelujah, kingly anointing will make you begin to encounter kings, will make you begin to encounter people in authority. In the mighty name of Jesus, from today, let that kingly anointing, because God has spoken that how to be kings shall arise. Let kings arise out of you. Let kings arise out of you. Anointing that will draw attention of kings. You see the anointing that was at work even on Joseph, on Paul, drew the attention of kings. The anointing that was at work on Abraham drew the attention of kings. The anointing that was at work in Joseph drew attention of kings. The anointing that was at work in Isaac drew the attention of kings. May the Lord release an anointing. May the Lord release grace that will bring kings to your attention. Oh Even if it is a restaurant you are running, you will run a successful restaurant that prime ministers and kings will come to eat in your restaurant, because your restaurant will have a name. That even when presidents visit the country, when presidents and prime ministers and leaders of nations, even the leaders of UN, when they come, they will want to sleep in your restaurant. They will want to sleep in your hotel, because there is something that the owner of the restaurant, the owner of the hotel is carrying. He's carrying a patriotic blessing to interact with kings of nations. Receive in the mighty name of Jesus. We are the seed of Abraham. In the mighty name of Jesus. It is not a small thing to belong to the people of Israel. The Bible says that I have called you to be a holy nation, to be a kingdom of priests, to be a kingdom of priests, to be a royal priesthood, a nation of royalty. You are called to enter into royalty. You are called to enter into royalty. You are called to enter into royalty through the covenant blood of Jesus. I command every yoke, every curse from today, by the revelation of this word, anything that has been working against you, anything that has been working against your life, is thereby broken in the mighty name of Jesus. I connect you to royalty. I connect you to blessing that will make you interact with with kings. Kings will want to come and see how your business is doing. Presidents will want to come and see your chicken farm. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Because it won't be an ordinary chicken farm. It won't be an ordinary restaurant. It won't be an ordinary agriculture. It won't be an ordinary business. Hallelujah. God will make you to be rich and filthy wealthy and very wealthy. And kings shall come at your light. For the word of God say, arise and shine, for thy glory has come. May you arise in that family. Arise, arise from the pit. Arise from the dust. Arise and receive the glory of God to make you shine, to make you be a leader for your family, for your generation, to make you be a leader for your nation, for your village, to make you be a leader in that company, in that hospital, to make you be a leader in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We bless you for your glorious word. We thank you, Father Lord, because we are children of Abraham. Father, I pray that tonight, today, release something special to every hearer of your word. Those that will receive it by faith, let many things begin to manifest in their life that are not ordinary. That people will come and say, since the day I met you, my life have never been the same. Since the day you prayed for me, doors have opened for me. Since the day I encountered you, something happened. The heavens are opened. Since the day I encounter you, I feel my life has changed. There is hope again. There is life again. Since the day I encounter you, I am healed. I am healed. I am healed. Oh, basirere mo santa, edere mahanto robo bosaya. Just give him a sacrifice of thanksgiving. Bless him. Hallelujah. Just thank him for what you have received from the Lord. We bless you, Father. We thank you because we know that our life and our destinies will never be the same. We bless you, oh Jesus. We bless you, oh mighty Father. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor for your word. May our life never remain the same. Let the least among us become a city, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, that out of us kings shall arise, out of us millionaires and billionaires shall arise, in the mighty name of Jesus. Great men, mayors and governors and presidents and senators will arise out of this tent, in the mighty name of Jesus. Out of this tent, great people shall arise. Out of this tent, men of caliber, prophets will arise, pastors, apostles for nations, in the mighty name of Jesus. Powerful worshippers and praise and worship leaders will arise out of this tent. Men of creativity, women of creativity will arise. Men of innovation will arise. Thank you, Jesus, for what you've done. We give you all the glory and all the honor in Jesus' mighty name.